This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A 23-year-old man from Fountain posed as a 17-year-old to meet a 14-year-old girl online before sexually assaulting her in person, according to the Colorado Springs Police Department. CSPD said in a news release sent on Friday that Christian Michael Banks was arrested on Wednesday and faces charges of sexual assault on a child and sexual exploitation of a child. As many businesses are just regaining steam following pandemic restrictions, a handful of store owners are forced to close their doors once again after a suspected arsonist set two separate fires early Thursday morning on Colorado Avenue. The owners of the House of Flags were the first victims of the night. Just after midnight, police believed an arsonist broke into the side of their business near Colorado Avenue and 29th Street. For the last 2 years, the Herrera family have brought it upon themselves to host a free picnic for the Pueblo Police and Fire Departments. Nick and Rosianna Herrera make all of the barbecue in-house, and they pay for the other food and drink themselves for both departments. The Herrera family plans to continue the tradition annually while continuing to be in service of those that serve. A suspect is in custody following a standoff in Security Widefield. 36-year-old Darwin Hilliard faces charges of felony menacing, prohibited use of a firearm, and reckless endangerment. Back in 2018, he was arrested for sexual assault. He entered a plea but then withdrew that, and he had a warrant open for his arrest at the time of Thursday's incident. Currently, he's being held in jail on a $100,000 bond. Through a combined effort from Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Fort Carson Conservation law enforcement officers, a bull moose is safe and back in the mountains. The moose was originally spotted on a golf course at the Country Club of Colorado near Cheyenne Mountain Monday. CPW said having a moose around golfers and neighbors walking along the golf course wasn't safe, so they decided to catch and move it. Thursday morning, an email blast was sent to most Academy School District 20 families announcing parents and guardians would be responsible for paying a new $50 electronics maintenance fee for the upcoming school year. Funding allowed Academy School District 20 to buy 11,000 devices recently. However, there are more than double that amount of students enrolled in the district.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venichankwe. With more cloud cover around today, and of course the shade will always help. It also looks to be a little bit cooler with high temperatures. Probably in the lower 80s around Colorado Springs, lower 90s in Pueblo. Teller County should hover in the 70s. We do expect scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop this afternoon, primarily along and west of the I-25 corridor. Not looking for any severe weather, but the storm should be kind of slow moving, could produce some nice downpours and some gusty wind, as well as some frequent lightning. That activity should end later on tonight. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.